Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It's warm. It's 90, and humidity is definitely a factor for everyone. But worst that we're going to be dealing with, it's going to be uncomfortable for sure. Sure. May have some of that tropical storm kicking up a little more in the way of winds or rain, but nothing that begins to compare, thank God, to what folks in Texas are going through. I can't even conceive of it. And you look at the victims, these little kids, little girls, at a camp. That's not all of them, please. Let's be very clear. There are a lot of other folks who have lost their lives, but that's where so much of the attention is focused, as it should be. Can you imagine for a second being a mom or a dad in that situation? It's just not the way it's supposed to work, right? I mean, you and I, as moms and dads, we're not supposed to be burying our kids. So this is a difficult one. It really is. It's just a difficult, difficult situation. I mean, all I can say and have said since I first started hearing about it is pray for Texas. I don't believe in prayer. All right, well, then just think something nice. I'm not here for an argument, you know? Well, you know, can you prove? I can't prove anything to you, and I'm not interested in proving anything to you. I'm just saying, if you got a whole slew of little kids that died, maybe just be a decent person and think, huh, well, that's bad. I mention that because I'm looking at some of the ways that this absolute tragedy is being turned into a political issue for some of the crazy people on the left. I don't understand. I really don't. I don't understand how anyone who's a decent person, and maybe that's the problem, is that we don't find a lot of decent people amongst the ranks of the leftists. But decent people don't take this and turn it into a political issue right away. But that is what's happened. And it's really sad to see. It's really, really sad to see. There are some, well, they're not positives, but there's been some differing reaction, which is okay. There was a pediatrician, you saw this, I hope, if you're with me on Facebook, then you saw it. And at either one of the Facebooks, the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook or Jeff Katz, Radio Katz on Facebook. I put Radio Katz up there. I know I do a lot of other stuff. That's what people say, oh, you shouldn't do that. I got a bunch of different Facebook presences. And you can find whichever one you want. But the one that says Radio Katz is this one. There was a pediatrician who posted something so vile and so disgusting. You just have to think about this woman's depravity. Dr. Christina B. Probst is her name. Here's what she wrote. Quote, may all visitors, children, non-MAGA voters, and pets be safe and dry. She's a pediatrician in Houston, not too far from where the flooding is, but she then follows it up by saying Kerr County MAGA voted to gut FEMA. They deny climate change. May they get what they voted for. Bless their hearts. Wow. What a disgusting thing to say. She's a, well, she was, well, I guess she is a pediatrician. Dr. Probst. She is a pediatrician. However, her employer in Houston has announced she is no longer employed there. Makes sense to me. I mean, would you take your kid to a pediatrician knowing that's what she thought was appropriate? I do remember having to take our kids when they were little kids into a pediatrician. And one of the questions that this pediatrician asked, and he did make the mistake of asking it while I was there, he said, "Do you have any guns in your house?" And my response was, "Why would you like to know?" "Well, we're concerned about safety issues." "Oh." I said, "Will there be any further questions?" "No, that's actually the last question on my list." "Oh. Well, let me suggest to you then, Doc, that on your list, if you're really concerned about safety hazards for my children, you can ask about the guns. I will allow you to do that, but I also will demand and expect and demand again that you ask questions about whether we have a swimming pool, because way more kids are injured and are killed as a result of swimming pool interactions. You're going to need to ask us about poisons in the house and whether they are secure. You're going to have to ask us about knives. You're going to have to ask us about tripping hazards. You're going to, oh no, we only ask about the guns." I said, "Well, that's fine. Then we'll be going somewhere else." And it was apparently the very first time that anyone had said that to this particular pediatrician. And then his, "You know, it's just the insurance asks you, we have to ask it." I understand your argument here, sir. But if, in fact, you're going to pretend, because that's what you're doing. You're pretending at that point. You're pretending you give a crap about my kid's safety. Because if you really cared about my kid's safety, you would be asking about all of these other issues that we can show you statistically cause way more injuries and fatalities than the aforementioned firearms. And you can still ask about the firearms. But you and I both know. I mean, I went on a tirade like I was delivering a speech somewhere. I said, but you and I both know that the reason you're asking that question is because your professional group, the AMA, has decided they are against firearms. Let's just call it what it is. And given all of that, if you're going to continue with this, we will go somewhere else. That's all. Thankfully, this pediatrician down in Houston has now been fired. Will she ever get another job as a pediatrician? I don't know. Should she ever get another job as a pediatrician? I'll tell you what, I'm not taking my kids to see her. If I have kids that, you know, that are going to see a pediatrician, just not going to do that. Bigger question, I suppose, at this point, the one that I'm curious about, and I want to throw it out there to you. Should she lose her license to practice medicine? Is this enough for the Texas Medical Board? I looked them up. They're real. The Texas Medical Board is what it's called. Should the Texas Medical Board revoke her license? To me, it's a terrible thing to say that you would try and take away anyone's income, right? I mean, I don't want that to happen for anybody. I don't. But this is a different sort of a thing. We're not saying, well, she can never work in the office filing papers again, right? I mean, I guess you can have any opinion you want if that's your job, or you're selling widgets and you're not really talking about how you feel about this or that. But you're talking about a position which demands moms and dads essentially, for a couple of moments anyway, turn over the health and welfare of their kids to you. Should you be allowed to practice as a pediatrician? Do me a favor, moms and dads, 833-804-1140. That is the phone number for the James, or the number rather, for the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. What do you say? I'm curious to know. I'm torn on this. I'm happy. I hate to say it, but I am happy that you lost your job as a pediatrician in that pediatrics practice. Should she lose her ability to practice as a pediatrician? maybe it's just for a year. Maybe you suspend the license for a year and she learns a lesson from it. I don't know. But what do you think? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Hit me up on the James River Air text line. I'm going to tell you that Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, is going to be with us at 3:35. Looking forward to chatting with him. Carl Carlson, my financial planner, my financial advisor from Carlson Financial. He'll be here at 4:35. By the way, Carl was right. I was getting another statement today from Fidelity. Two statements, in fact. And I couldn't wait. I didn't wait for Carl this time. I just opened him up. And I'm happy I did. But I'll report that to Carl. Oh, and Chris Beach. Chris is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We have our Funding Fathers campaign underway right now. We're trying to crown the winner of the 10th anniversary competition for the father figure. Team Cats has been assembled. Let me tell you, we got some superstars on our team, but Chris is going to give you the details on how you can help out Team Cats to, well, we're always trying to raise the most money, right? I mean, that's just something we're trying to do, but this is a team effort. Collectively, we're trying to raise $100,000 to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the father figure. This year, instead of the diamond, we're doing it over at the Robin Center at University of Richmond. And we've got basketball-style jerseys. We got a lot of good stuff. So Chris will be with us at 5:35. Tell me, should this pediatrician, Dr. Probst, Dr. Christina Probst from Houston, Texas, should she lose her license to practice medicine, given what she said about the children, the victims of these floods? You tell me. 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line, 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 321, Jeff Katz. Oh, that's me. News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. That is Rich Herrera, hosts Richmond's Morning News. I'm going to be hanging out with him tomorrow morning, 735. Want to make sure that you tune in for that. I got a few suggestions for Rich and for Riggs. I also, we'll get to this a little bit later. I know we're in the middle of stuff that's just so kind of downbeat. I don't want to get to all the fun stuff now because it would seem very much out of character. But I do have a really good suggestion for Rich. And we'll talk about it a little bit later today. I promise you that. Jimmy Galliano is going to be along at 3:35. Always, always fascinating. Chatting with Jimmy. Jimmy's just brilliant, and his life of service to this nation is just about without compare. Graduate of West Point, service as an infantry officer, unbelievable training, and then retiring as a supervisory special agent from the FBI. Oh, and he continues to serve. He served a couple of terms as mayor in the town where he lives, and he's now working towards completing his doctoral degree. Yeah, right, exactly. You're right. A slacker. Total, complete slacker. He'll be with us at 3:35. So I'm curious. You heard the comments from Dr. Christina Probst, who is a pediatrician licensed in the state of Texas. She had, prior to the sharing of this atrocious series of comments, she had been a pediatrician practicing at something called Bluefish Pediatrics in Houston. They have fired her. Should she lose her license to practice? That's my question to you. 804 says, hey, Jeff, when anybody discriminates against their fellow human beings for simply having a different point of view or political leaning, it is disgusting. There is no cure. And it indicates she has serious, serious issues, should not be allowed anywhere near children. Makes me sick to my core. We love you, Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Thank you, Jim and Deb. Jim and Deb also pointed out, I love you too, Jim and Deb. They also pointed out she's a physician. She swore an oath to first do no harm. Then she publicly announces her glee at the death of dozens, if not hundreds, of folks. Yeah. Another 804 says, Jeff, she took the Hippocratic Oath. Yes, she needs to go. This doctor would be as bad as taking your child to the kindly Dr. Ralph Northam. She has TDS and there is no cure. Everybody remember Ralph Northam? Sam from Chesterfield reminds us Ralph Northam was a pediatrician. Germ, what was his most famous comment?
I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So,
a discussion. You know, hey, you want to keep the baby or you want to kill him? What else are you going to discuss?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Well, that's exactly correct. It's outrageous, isn't it? Absolutely outrageous. Jeff, fake news is busy and vicious trying to blame Donald Trump for the flood that formed in 1 hour. Yeah. Well, even the Associated Press, hardly a member of our vast right-wing conspiracy, even they acknowledge that the staff at all of the National Weather Service places in Texas responsible for this, they all had double staffing. So they can try and blame Elon Musk and Doge and Donald Trump, which is disgusting. Or they could take a moment, shut their flipping mouths, say a prayer for those little kids and their families. I know which one I chose. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. You need more than that? All right, it's Monday, it's 90 degrees. We are in central Virginia during the summer, which means that every single solitary day there is the chance for thunderstorms. Are we or are we not going to get hit with some of this tropical storm kind of left over in North Carolina? I don't know. They've certainly received a lot of rain. Thank God there hasn't been a big amount of damage down there, but they're certainly dealing with some of that, and you and I may be dealing with that as well. We've got a lot that we are going to be discussing as we head through the next couple of moments. We may or may not have our pal Jimmy Galliano with us. I'm texting him as we speak. We'll see. He may not. You know, Jeremy, just occurred to me, he's also got he's got a bunch of his lovely grandkids visiting him. So he might either be busy or so exhausted he's taking a nap. Yeah, you know, at his advanced age with grandchildren and all that, that could be a thing. So if we do get him, Jimmy's younger than I am. Yeah, if we do get him, then we'll get to him. If we don't get him, Germ, let's leave him alone, because I can almost guarantee you that what he's doing is playing with his grandkids, and I am not going to be responsible for taking anybody away from that. You know what I mean? Yep. Yeah, I mean it's fine, Germ. But again, let's don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. We'll get him if we get him. All right, so all of that being said, there are a number of other things that that we are dealing with. I do remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I do have a suggestion. I've been looking back at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, and I know that Rich Herrera in the mornings has been asking people for all sorts of food suggestions, like restaurants to go to. And I made a couple, but it just occurred to me this weekend, if you really, honestly want to experience summertime in Central Virginia, and you want your son to experience the culinary aspect of that, then what you need to do is get yourself a Hanover tomato and a jar of Duke's mayonnaise and introduce one to the other and then sit back and enjoy, right? Is there really anything better than that? I posted on Facebook over the weekend that I was doing that. We had this beautiful Hanover tomato, and I decided that I would do what I have learned to love to do, and that is to eat it. We had started with the first crop of Hanover tomatoes last week that we got at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. And then on Saturday or Sunday, I don't recall which one, Heidi was, no, let me rephrase that. No, it must have been Saturday. I think it was Saturday. She went for her hike, and she passed a farm stand, Gray's Produce Farm. And she got a whole bunch of other Hanover tomatoes, and so there you go. That's what I did. So I'm just saying to Rich in the mornings, man, you can go and do all of the restaurant stuff while your son is visiting. That's great. I mean, he'll enjoy all of it. But you do need, again, a Hanover tomato, a container of Duke's, and then you get yourself to introduce each to the other. But I mentioned that, man, people started weighing in, because if you're going to talk about making it into a sandwich, now we're into a whole different segment of the world. You know, it's a little bit, I think about it, it's a little bit like putting, I don't know, tartar sauce on your hush puppies. It's delicious, but it just doesn't occur to you right away. But once it does, then you're set. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent, has apparently handed those grandbabies back to their kids. Good for him. And he's got a couple of moments for us. Grandpa, welcome, my friend.
Jeffrey, I see what you did there with the hush puppies and the tartar sauce. And that is my Jake's Place mainstay. And first of all, let me apologize, because super producer Jeremy tried to reach out to me. I was in the wrong part of the house, Jeff. My house was built in 1890, and there are parts of here that refuse to accept Wi-Fi.
I love it. I love it. Never, never, ever a worry. That is the least of anybody's concerns. We appreciate, though, that you ventured back to the other part of your estate where they do have the Wi-Fi and the...
My estate. I live on a quarter of an acre here in the People's Republic of New York, Jeff. It's not much of an estate.
Well, you are here. That is the important part, and I appreciate that. There's a lot of stuff going on in the public sector, in the public safety world, in the law enforcement world. What are you seeing? And I need to know your perspective on what's developed in the city of New York. I know you're not in New York City, but you had this Eric Adams, and I can remember us talking years ago about this, not necessarily the A-list with Eric Adams, but then this primary between the disgraced former governor and the America Jew-hating communist. What are you people doing up there? Are you just trying to kill off New York City?
Well, remember, Jeff, let's just clarify this. I live in upstate New York. New York is a vastly different state than the city of 8.4 million people, even though we do love New York City. But yes, Jeff, I figured we'd be talking about three things today. We'd be talking about the Epstein files, which I know we'll get into in a minute.
Yeah.
I figured we'd be talking about the New York City mayoral race, which yep. We'll do first. And then, Jeff, I think it's time that we moved on to Atlanta Falcons football, because baseball, for all intents and purposes, is wrapped up for this season.
Oh, that's too funny. All right. Well, I will do my best to get you into a football mindset as soon as possible. So, but start with these crazy people in New York City. Really?
Yeah.
Do they just want the city to shut down? They want everybody to go away?
So I know down in Central Virginia, folks down there kind of keep an eye peeled to see what is going on in New York State and in New York City.
Yeah.
New York City, even for those of us who live just an hour outside of it, Jeff, we never cease to be amazed by what's going on. So for the uninitiated or those who haven't been following along closely, New York City just had their primary for the mayor's race. Now, Eric Adams, who is the current mayor, and these are four-year terms, was forced to run in this election, which will happen in November, as an independent, because the Democrat Party has gone so far left in New York City. And, Jeff, I think what's important to understand, too, is New York State is actually a red state. I know that sounds crazy to say that. But when you take out New York City, which is 8.4 million people, Westchester County, Buffalo and maybe Albany, the vast majority of the state hews more to the, you know, right of center side. It's just the fact that these urban areas, like in many states, unfortunately control the narrative. So a young man by the name of Zohran Mamdani, he was born in Uganda to parents. I think his mother was a director in Bollywood in India. His father is he came from a family of I guess the term today is of privilege. Right. He has basically, he's been a two-term state assemblyman up in Albany. And Jeff, the things that he says, I mean, it's easy, and I know it happens all the time, where we want to put people into boxes, and, you know, somebody's kind of on the left, and we say, okay, well, they're a Marxist. Right. No, this guy is a Marxist. He has said some things that, it's not socialism, because he's registered as a Democrat socialist. It's communism. I mean, seizing the means of production. He has ideas that are antithetical to capitalism. And Jeff, the sad thing is he's only been in this country for a few years. And unfortunately, much of the Democratic Party right now is so beholden to this far left fringe. Here's a person that came here, was afforded every opportunity, and Jeff, if this guy gets elected in November, it is going to spell a death knell for the city of New York, and I don't say that in overly hyperbolic fashion, because I believe that many of the people that can leave will leave, and unfortunately, the folks, the poor, and the middle class that can't leave are going to be forced to endure him.
Well, he's going to have government run supermarkets. What could possibly go wrong with that? If only there was some, I don't know, shred of history somewhere where people had. All right, so you've got Eric Adams running as an independent, but you have Cuomo, I think, is running as an independent. They can't both do it. You got Curtis Sliwa still with the Red Beret running as a Republican. Is anybody going to say, look, knucklehead, just like the Three Stooges, bang their heads together and look, only one of you can run. Pick somebody. We all get behind you and we stop the lunatic.
I think that's what's ultimately going to happen. And Jeff, you know as well as I do, you've been following politics and commenting on politics for a long time. You know that in politics, you know, a year can happen in a single week.
Yeah.
I do believe that the forces against this far left Marxist, and that's not exaggeration to say that, will coalesce. And by coalescing, I mean some folks are going to have to drop out of this race. You mentioned Curtis Sliwa. He's the guy that started the Guardian Angels back in the 1970s when New York City was a dystopian hellscape, and it wasn't safe to walk the streets after about 7 o'clock at night. You couldn't ride the subways, and he founded the Guardian Angels. Is he equipped to win in New York City? No. Jeff, here's the problem. I mean, New York City, I think, has got about 4 million registered voters. In this election, and again, it was just a primary election,
right?
But I want to say 400,000 of them showed up, and because they used ranked choice voting, that's what gave Mamdani the edge, because the Democratic machine that is hewing far more left than the Democratic Party of our dads, what happens is they not only told people to vote for Mamdani, they told them not to rank people like, you know, Andrew Cuomo. And look, you know, I have a relationship with Chris Cuomo, who's Andrew's brother. Chris, you know, does TV for News Nation. I've known him a long time, since our CNN days.
Yep.
But Andrew Cuomo is not the future of the Democrat Party. So I think your political instincts are correct. I think what's going to happen is Andrew Cuomo will probably be talked out of running, which is his choice to make one way or the other. If Curtis Sliwa stays in, it makes it difficult. But I think the least worst choice right now, and that's a sad thing to say about an election, the least worst choice is Eric Adams.
All right. Fair enough. Another reason why many of us sit back and say, yep, don't live in New York. Now, let's move on to Mr. Epstein. Jimmy, I shave every morning with Occam's razor, and I get it. Everybody loves a good conspiracy. For a lot of people, it is far better than connubial relations. But that being said, does this one stink to high heaven, or is there really much ado about nothing?
Jeff, I agree with you. I shave with the same razor that you do. I mean, Occam's razor, which says, you know, choose the simplest solution, choose the most obvious one, you know, don't look too deep into things and try to come up with some type of conspiracy theory. I think what's troubling to folks right now is this, Jeff. We all understand that Jeffrey Epstein was an awful human being, and Ghislaine Maxwell, his madam, if you will, who brought these, you know, underage girls out to his island and to his penthouse in New York City, and basically was guilty and was convicted of human trafficking, is an awful human being. The problem is that people like Pam Bondi, who's, you know, the attorney general right now, as well as Kash Patel, the current director of the FBI, you know, in the past have made statements about, you know, this list, this infamous Epstein's list is going to be released, and you're going to be shocked, and it's going to send reverberations, you know, throughout the country. Right. And then now to say, and to step out and say, well, it doesn't exist. You know, I always say to people, it's like when you hear people running for things, or, you know, you hear politicians talking about things, it's very different from when you're actually on the inside doing the work. And I was always circumspect about what to expect from this. But I think the run-up to this, the pumping it up, the stoking everyone's ire, the anticipation, and, you know, now to come in and say, well, there's nothing there. I'm not disagreeing that there may be nothing there. I don't believe that a list exists. However, to have told people that all this stuff was going to be released and you're going to be shocked and just you wait, and then to come out and say, okay, we've got a video of the prison cell to prove that he didn't hang, there was no foul play and he hung himself, but we don't have any Epstein's list, quote unquote. Jeff, that's a tough thing, I think, for people who fundamentally distrust the government to take sitting down.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Tell all of us, law enforcement, legal defense fund. And let me remind everybody before you even do that, our friend Jimmy Galliano, who's just like two of the best guys that I know, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, joins us every Monday. We talk about a wide variety of things. But he is on the board of directors for the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, and I refuse to have him on the program if, in fact, he doesn't address that. So, Jimmy, this is, you know, it's like your cover charge, man.
Jeff, I always appreciate it. So the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund is it's an organization that basically protects and defends and advocates for law enforcement officers that were unjustly accused of crimes. And, you know, we've seen this, you know, especially during the era of the George Soros-funded progressive prosecutors. We've seen police officers and law enforcement officers at the state and federal level that were charged with crimes that they're not guilty of. We've seen this happen time after time after time again. So the organization helps families and helps the police officers that are unjustly accused by paying their litigation fees and help put food on the table for folks that have been either fired or have been suspended without pay. And your listeners can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org, and can actually read some of these stories. Jeff, some of them, and I know you've been to that website many times and looked at these cases, some of them are truly heartbreaking cases, and cases where you go, I can't understand how anybody could have charged a police officer for doing their job in this way. So thank you for always backing the blue, Jeff, and thank you for always giving me an opportunity to kind of put out there about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund.
Absolutely. You know, and you know what, Jimmy, next week, why don't you, if you don't mind, pick one of those and let's talk, you know, spend a little more time on that. Let's be able to focus on that. And I want to leave you on a high note, brother, because, you know, we love you. If it makes you feel better, and it should, the Red Sox are not all that far off from the what's the team in Atlanta? The Braves. Yeah, I mean, we're both sucking wind at this point. And if you're on board, I would love to have you join me. I've decided I will now be a fan of the Savannah Bananas, and that's it.
Jeff, I'll tell you what, the Savannah Bananas have brought a lot of joie de vie to baseball, and it's amazing how they sell out every place that they go to, and that sounds like a plan. Your Red Sox are doing a little bit better than my Atlanta Braves are doing, Jeff, but there's still some season left, but boy, it looks like the Galliano family may be moving on to professional football here pretty soon.
Go Falcons. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you being here. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Absolutely one of the best, and we always love having him here. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. That's all. Dismissed. Thank you for dropping by. Drive safely. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up this hour. Carl Carlson's going to be with us just about a half an hour from now. Carl is my financial planner, and I opened up my statements today, and looks like his planning was planning right along, because it was nice. It was one of those nice statements to open. Now that I'm hearing Charles Pyle tell me that the markets are down. But remember, what I learned with Carl, because this is not my area of expertise, not by a long shot. You can't spend every single solitary day focused on what the market is doing that day and then decide whether you are or are not going to injure yourself. You know what I mean? You got to put it in the hands of somebody who has done it for a long time, knows what the heck they're doing, and is not emotional about it. I say that, and some people say, oh, I can't believe that you're telling me that Carl Carlson doesn't care about you. Or No, he absolutely cares about me and Heidi and Julia, because ultimately that's what we're really doing this for. You'll notice, conspicuous by the absence of the boys. They're on their own. But Julia, I got to take care of forever. So, that being the case, no, Carl, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say he likes each of us. But he's not emotional about the manner in which our money is handled. He can't be. I would be emotional. No matter how much I'd love to say, oh, I could figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. There are numbers involved. I don't do numbers. And it's just not my thing. So if I heard, oh, my God, the stock market was down 100 points, oh, that's it, I got to sell everything and bury the money under the yard or something. Whereas Carl looks and goes, okay, so the market right now, we talk about the big ones, right, about 45,000, so it's off by a couple of hundred, it's no big deal. It's not an end-of-the-world thing. But you also have to know when something is down like that, what do you buy? Because that's another one of these secrets that I just don't ever really have a full handle on, because I can't do it. Oh, so you buy when it's low, sell when it's high. Gotcha. I must have not been wearing my spectacles, because I think I wrote that down bass ackwards, and so I've screwed that up. So Carl will be with us at 4:35. Then, speaking of money, Chris Beach, who is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, Chris has put together 4 award-winning teams to help celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Father Figure event. And this year we're doing it at the Robbins Center over at University of Richmond. We're trying to raise, just so you know, $100,000 total to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the Father Figure. So Chris is going to be here at 5:35. He'll give us all a few details, how we can help out, what we can do. Yes, there is a Team Katz. And yes, I will be asking you to be part of that, a big part of that. Thus far, I've not asked you. Why? Because, I'm a nice guy.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. For the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Couple of good suggestions coming in here relative to tomatoes. Do you ever think we do tomato talk? No, but I just so thoroughly love my Hanover tomatoes. And here's the secret. When people say, when Heidi first got here, you know, she went into one of these stores, one of the like, farm stands, and said, hey, I want to buy seeds for Hanover tomatoes. And they said, you know, you're crazy, right? Well, yeah, but I still want to buy the seeds for the Hanover tomatoes. It's like, they're just those big boy beefsteak tomatoes, but it's the soil. It is the Hanover County soil that makes them different. So if you are ever buying Hanover tomatoes anywhere but Hanover, they're not Hanover tomatoes unless they came from a farmer in Hanover. It is our soil. And I believe to my core that one of the greatest experiences in Central Virginia during the summer is a nice, fresh Hanover tomato. You slice it thick, spread it with some Duke's mayo, just the tiniest drop of salt, and you're good to go. I'm suggesting to Rich Herrera, you listen to Rich in the morning, I hope. If you're not, you should be there. Richmond's morning news starts at 6 a.m. each and every morning, as a matter of fact. But his son is in town, and he's trying to do all sorts of great stuff, see great things. He's put together a marvelous list. But I am suggesting to him that he's got to get a Hanover tomato and some Dukes. 804 hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, my lunch today, sliced tomatoes with Duke's mayo. Yep, you win. That's a winner right now, right there. Somebody else says, hey, Jeff, how about the Hanover tomato plus the Duke's mayo? Then you add a few drops of fresh lemon juice. Well, I have never heard about that. And I feel a little apprehensive about tarnishing a Hanover tomato with something that's not Duke's mayo or salt. But I get it, right? The lemon juice has some acidity, and that would probably help bring out some of the flavor, a little bit like the salt does. So, all right, I'll give that a shot. 804 says, Jeff, it's not better, but man, it is just as good. Go get yourself a fried green tomato from Jake's Place in Ashland. Put a whole slew of pimento cheese on top. Oh, I love that. Germ, you would do that. I would do that. You know what I would do, actually? I would take two thick slices of Hanover tomatoes, spread them with pimento cheese like a sandwich. Eat that like a sandwich. Now we get into the whole tomato sandwich, and this is where it gets ugly, I know. I know. You tell me. Seriously. How do you do a proper tomato sandwich in our neck of the woods? I say, number one, it's got to be white bread. I don't want anything fancy. I don't want anything high-end. I want plain old white bread, Duke's mayo, thick slice of Hanover tomato, salt, maybe a little pepper. That's it. Now, there are other people I know have other ideas, but here's what I want to do, because I do want to pass these on to Rich. Send me your ideas at 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, you ought to take Rich and his son down into the city. Go to Monument Avenue to see all the monuments. Oh, never mind. Yeah. And I don't really have the heart to take him down to the wastewater treatment facility to see the monuments. And somebody this weekend said that they're not even there anymore, that they've all been destroyed. Anybody in the city? Maybe that's on your sector, you know, if you're working that area. Do you know if they actually have destroyed the monuments? Last I heard is that they were there at the wastewater treatment facility, and I don't know, I guess would be there forever. Dr. George hits me up. He says, hey, Jeff, you are right on all counts except your pediatrician might have been given a hard time if he did not ask you about guns in the house. I agree, Dr. George. And in fact, that pediatrician did say that to me. I don't know what his political persuasion was. I didn't ask. Because frankly, it wasn't all that important, certainly not at the time. But he said, it's a question the insurance people have us ask. We have to ask it. And I said, well, what about all these other things that actually cause more injuries? And he just kind of rolled his eyes and he said, yeah, Mr. Katz, I know. So maybe he was in that situation where it's like, yeah, I got to ask him. I don't even want to ask him. I don't think we need to ask him, but I'll be asking him. So maybe that is it. I don't know. We'll see. All right. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. On a Monday, did you see that Elon Musk has now launched his own political party? Okay. And what is he? He's calling it the America Party. Am I giving up the Republican Party? No. Do I need another political party? I don't think so. I get it. Throughout the years, people have said, well, this is going to be better. This is better. Okay. But you do see what happens with a lot of these so-called third parties. When you have 25, quote, third parties, they're not really third parties anymore, are they? And make no mistake, I'm not telling you that we have the best of all worlds with the two large established political operations. I am telling you, however, that of the worst, we have the best. That's it. It's the best of the worst. And I don't see another political party, really, honest to goodness, doing anything that's going to be beneficial. President Trump was asked about the brand new Elon Musk political party. Cut number one.
What's your reaction to Elon Musk starting a third party?
I think it's ridiculous to start a third party. We have a tremendous success with the Republican Party. The Democrats have lost their way, but it's always been a two-party system. And I think starting a third party just adds to confusion. It really seems to have been developed for two parties. Third parties have never worked. So he can have fun with it, but I think it's ridiculous.
Mr. What's Golden Key back? Golden Key back from Elon.
Go ahead.
What's your...
What's your feedback? Nah, I'm going to stand here and laugh. Next! Yeah, well, I'm kind of with him on that. it is what it is. Will people support it? We're in a bizarre situation here in our beloved Commonwealth in that we don't register by party. I think that's a terrible idea. I think it's absolutely moronic that we have these so-called open primaries. Well, I'm going to be a Democrat this time and a Republican this time. Now, let's pick a freaking team. That's all, because it's a terrible, terrible way when you can just pick whatever ballot you want and influence that political party, and you don't really care about that political party. I am a conservative. I mean, push comes to shove. You got to identify yourself politically. Okay, I'm a conservative. I support the Republican Party. Now you're telling me that I can help shape the Democrats? I can pull a Democrat Party ballot in the primary, and I can select the candidate that I want to see as someone who doesn't want them to win? Does that make sense to anybody? Man, honest to goodness, if I were going to do that, wouldn't I just, well, okay, you can't pick worse candidates than the Democrats themselves picked for the upcoming November election. I'm going to give you that one. I completely and totally stipulate to that, Your Honor, but it just does not seem to be right. Oh, I am getting the other signs, apparently. Now, you know, I've had my John Reed for Lieutenant Governor signs up, and they will remain up, of course, until the election. But I also have room on the lawn for a Winsome Sears sign and a Jason Miari sign. So sometime today, my buddy... my state delegate, actually, my buddy, is going to be dropping off the Winsome Sears sign and the Jason Miari sign. So I'll get those up ASAP. Well, I want to fly the flag because I am flying the flag, of course, but I want to fly the political flag as well. Carl Carlson's going to be along at 4:35. We're going to talk a little bit. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about a little bit, you know, what's going on in the market. How are you getting yourself properly positioned to eventually one day say, that's it, no mas. That's 4:35. It's 4:27. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday afternoon. We are holding steady at 91 degrees, which is what it is, but it's that 87% humidity that's really knocking everybody for a loop, I think. And no rest for the weary, so to speak. That's just the way it is, and... Well, again, it's Central Virginia during the summertime, so I'm not sure how many of us are actually shocked or surprised or amazed, but invariably there's somebody who goes, all right, well, you are free to head back to wherever it was you came from initially. How many people you think are going to bail on New York City if they really do elect the America hater, the communist there, that Mam Dammy? Good Lord. And those are going to be, I guess, the least crazy of the crazy people who get out of New York. It's going to be like Snake Plissken, man. It's going to be Escape from New York. Eric Adams, who's not exactly the best, but he's the best of the worst, as Jimmy Galliano said. They're all terrible suggestions, but that's the least terrible of the options. So anyway, we'll see how that all plays out, and I mentioned that I opened both of my statements from Fidelity about an hour or two ago, and I was very happy. You know who predicted that was, yeah, Carl Carlson, my financial planner from Carlson Advisors, Carlson Financial. He joins us every Monday, and he's joining us today. Hey, Carl, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, great to hear. So you opened up the statements.
I did. I was, I don't want to say I was excited, but you did tell me last time, hey, you should waste no time.
They might look good.
They did look good. Thank you. Yeah, nice work there, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Is it
looks good.
Yeah. I was going to ask, is it all related to the passage of this one big, beautiful bill that we're now seeing, you know, like tax hikes are kind of off the table for the next couple of years?
Yeah, made the Trump tax cuts permanent. Now, permanent has a different meaning in Washington, D.C. than other places, but they did make them permanent now. Maybe until the, if the Democrats get the Congress and the presidency, tax hikes might come back.
So, okay.
For now, we're pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, I will absolutely take that. I'm very happy to hear that. Tell me a little bit, I guess, was there a change with the required minimum distributions? Was that in there?
That was already in the Cure Act.
Oh, all right. Well, they
got pushed. Yeah.
What's the deal of that?
So when you have to take your minimum amount out of your ICE required minimum distribution, for most people that used to be 70.5. Then it got raised to 71 or 71.5. Then 73 with their act, and then also another age increase to 75 for people. But now, some of that maybe that was made more permanent in the big beautiful bill. I haven't read it all yet. I'm working on it.
Okay. All right, and so. The longer we can push back those required minimums, that's good, right? Because that money stays in there, it keeps growing.
Yeah, if you don't need it, you know, if you're on, then you're already kind of taking a certain amount out that might qualify you for your RMD, right, if you're at that age where you need to take it. But if you don't need it, that's the problem is, you know, at a certain age, they force you to take it, which means you have to pay the taxes when you take it out. It's much nicer if you don't need to pay the taxes to leave it in there and let it keep growing.
Yeah. So The best way to handle that, you should, you should be in a situation where you don't need that money early, right? You keep it there. You've got other things. So this is about that whole the building the house thing you talk about, right? You got to be in different spaces.
Yeah, definitely. So that's where putting it into the converting the IRA to a Roth IRA, then you don't ever have to take RMDs, and you can do it on your time and in the lower tax brackets as you do it year by year. We were having to kind of rush those a bit because the tax cuts that Trump had made were scheduled to go back to where they were at the end of this year. So we were feeling a little pressure to get a little more done in case that didn't happen.
Right.
But now that that's happened, we have a little more time to do that Roth conversion planning and try to take those Roth conversions in the lower tax brackets and take little smaller amounts each year to keep them in the lower tax brackets. And then you don't have to take RMDs out of them. Or in the future, if you need a little more money that would have taken it out of an IRA, maybe would have forced you to take it out in a higher tax bracket. Well, then when you get to the place, oh, I need more money, but I don't want to take it out of my IRA and pay 22% tax instead of 12, then you can just go over and reach and take it out of your Roth IRA and pay no tax on it. So all that is awesome for tax planning.
Yeah, no, I like that. Carl Carlson is joining us from Carlson Financial. Carl is my financial planner, my financial advisor. He's taking care of us, taking care of Julia long term, which I always appreciate. Tell me a little bit about getting the Roth started, because you really do want the clock ticking as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, when you start a Roth IRA, you have to wait 5 years until you can take the earnings out without paying a tax. So if you just put $50 in a Roth IRA today, that starts the clock. So if then 4 years from now you put more money in, you only have to wait a year. So it's always wise to just get a Roth IRA started now. And hey, if you never put more money in it, that's fine. Your $50 will always be growing tax-free. But if you do get to the spot where you should put more money in it, then you've let that five-year clock, potentially it's already run out and you're good.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. In fact, I'll share with everybody, it's kind of what Heidi and I did. It wasn't $50, but it was a pretty small amount just to open it to get the clock running. And then, of course, we've been funding it each year as you've advised, and opened up the statements, and that seems to be going well. And so I appreciate that as always. Tell me a little bit, because there's a note here. One of your folks said, hey, you got to ask Carl about this, and I want to make sure I get it clear. As we're talking about the big, beautiful bill, now big, beautiful law. Oh, and tomorrow Congressman John McGuire is going to be here, who was key on getting this whole thing passed.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. He kind of took point on it in the House. For folks who are listening who might be selling a large asset, maybe you've got a business or a property, are there certain specific tax implications they ought to be looking out for? Or was that all kind of addressed and made nicer because of the law?
It was made a little nicer, but okay. You generally always want to take advantage of things while they are in place. But there was the exemption from estate tax was raised when Trump did the tax cuts.
Okay.
He also raised the exemption to, I think it was somewhere around $13 million. It had been around $5
million.
Oh. So people with those larger, and that one was also made permanent as part of all the big, beautiful bill.
Nice.
But that, again, doesn't mean in the future the Democrats can't get control and drop it back to $5 million or $3 million. At one point they were talking about, when they did have control, trying to get it back down to $3.5 million or $1 million. So if you have the, if you're in that position, you can also use that exemption as a gift exemption.
Okay.
And so if someone owns a business that's worth $12 million and they don't need that money, but they know that thing's going to be worth $20 million in the future, they can now gift that $12 million to their kids. They just got to make their kids promise to, you know, pay them a little extra money now and then.
Yeah.
No, oh, but they can get, and then even if the law changes in the future, they've already done the gift when it was at the high amount, and then you don't have to be as worried about what might happen in the future. But even now, you know, people could have been a little nervous that that was all going to draw back, and that requires additional tax planning. So that was good, too. Good news in that big, beautiful bill.
Great news. And I do have one improvement on your suggestion, Carl. They could actually gift that to my children, and they'll be just fine.
That would work, too.
Look after it for you, I promise you, and they'll give you a little taste each and every month. They'll send you a check with their gratitude. Hey, Carl, you know, I always send people to connectwithcarlson.com, special website just for my listeners, connectwithcarlson.com, because you have that retirement toolkit there. But explain to everybody, they download that. What are they going to do when they download it, and what happens when they've got questions? Because everybody's got questions after filling it out.
Yeah, so when you download it, it'll give you some information on where you are for your journey to financial freedom or retirement. And often that will bring questions. If you have those questions, then give us a call at 844-CARLSON or carlsonfinancial.com. Just reach out there and we can help you walk through that and make sure you're in excellent shape for your financial future.
I love it. Carl, thank you for being here, my friend. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. It's, I think it's great company, great crew of people over there. Carl is my financial planner, period. End of story. Great dude. Great dude. And he's doing great work for us. Everybody's situation is different, so you probably should reach out to him, 844-CARLSON, and chat with him. You might be the right fit. He might be the right fit for you. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday afternoon. I've got a big announcement. The Pie Safe Baking Company, that's my pal Laura Sylvester, who is, as you probably know, the singularly best baker in all of Virginia. She is now officially part of Team Katz. Coming up at 5:35, you'll hear a little bit more about these team efforts we have launched to help the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. My pal Chris Beach is the executive director, and just a great guy. Good Lord, what a great guy he is. He is another fantastic dude that does so much for the community. Anyway, he's recruited a bunch of us to help celebrate the 10th anniversary of the father figure. Father figure is the big event Fatherhood Foundation does each and every year. Back in 2021, I was named the father figure, and very, very proud of that. I still have the, it's a beautiful, beautiful, I would call it a plaque, but what it is, it's the home base from the diamond. And it's all done upright with decorations. Anyway, every year we raise money. So this year it's the 10th anniversary of the father figure. And Chris was able to recruit the four highest fundraisers in the history of it and then get us some really solid teams. So we have four teams. We're doing it just like the big basketball tournament, you know, the NCAA tournament. Seriously. And we're doing the finals, the big event, over at the Robbins Center in August. So my pal Laura Sylvester reached out to me and said, "Hey, Jeff, could I help out?" Yeah. So here's what Laura is doing, and I'll get more details because I don't want to screw it up too much. Laura is out and about every week at farmers markets and things like that throughout Central Virginia. And she's got amazing beautiful, delicious items she has baked, including chocolate chip cookies, which are Julia's favorites, and strawberry shortcake, which is Julia's favorite. So those two are the Julia Katz items on her menu. And when you order those, or with the chocolate chip cookies, buy one at one of these events, she will donate money. And there's more, but stay close, because I want to get all the details right before I tell you about it. But you can reach out right now, the Pie Safe Baking Company, online. I've got it up on Facebook as well. And 505, fingers crossed, I believe we have a big announcement. And if not, we'll just ignore this. 456, Jeff Katz.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is Radio WRVA. 505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and I did tell you we've got another big announcement. So, regularly, was it every other week, Congressman John McGuire is here. John really took point on getting that one big, beautiful bill through the House. Now, I know tomorrow, when he joins, he's going to give all the credit to Speaker Mike Johnson, but I'm here to tell you, John McGuire, big part of why everybody's getting to keep the Trump tax cuts, why we're all getting good stuff done for us. So anyway, so John McGuire will be here, but that's a regularly scheduled thing. You know, every other week he's with us. Then I announced that Laura Sylvester, the Pie Safe Baking Company, has joined Team Katz as we work to support and celebrate the 10th anniversary of the father figure with the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And there are a couple of items on her menu, including the Julia Katz strawberry shortcake, the Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies, oh, and the pumpkin bread. That's the other item that's on there. And she's going to be donating a portion of each sale of each of those items to Team Katz and the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I'm actually just texting her now because I forget what the dollar amount is. I just want to make sure I got it all straight before I give away the whole store. And then she'll be like, yeah, I used to be the best baker in Virginia. And then I told Jeff I would help. And now, well, you know, I'll bake cupcakes if you'll pay our mortgage. No, not like that. So I'll get the details. Oh, and this one just in. Germ, it's cool with you. I just want to make sure we've got all of the W's drawn and all of the S's crossed. Yes, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is joining us tomorrow afternoon at 5:05. So that's going to be cool. It's been a while since we chatted with the Lieutenant Governor. This is, I think, and I know people say it every year, it's the most important election of my lifetime. And you go, yeah, but you're 12. Or you look to somebody and say, well, you're 112. Yeah, you've seen a couple of elections. And then maybe, 4:05, exactly. That's when Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears will be here, 4:05 tomorrow. And also Congressman John McGuire is going to be dropping by. But then you look to somebody like me and go, all right, look, you've been around the block a couple of times. I'm here to tell you, for Virginia, this is a vitally important election. You have the Lieutenant Governor of our beloved Commonwealth, who has said very clearly she wants to continue the great work that has been done for the last 4 years by Governor Glenn Youngkin. I'm on board with that. You've got John Reed, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, who says, let's continue the great work that Governor Glenn Youngkin has done. I'm on board with that. We have Attorney General Jason Meares, who I got to tell you, I think is the best attorney general that I have personally seen in my time in Virginia. I think he's wonderful. He's done a great job these past 4 years. So he's saying, let's continue the great work we've done the last 4 years, where we're protecting children. We're holding criminals accountable. we're fighting back against crazy people like, well, you know, Abigail Spanberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones, who firmly believe it's okay for somebody's son to steal the scholarship from your daughter. They think it's totally okay to have boys in the girls' locker rooms. Jason Meagher is, I'm telling you right now, rubber to the road, man. He's getting it done, and he's doing a great job. So anyway, I'm looking forward to having Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears join us tomorrow afternoon at 4:05. All right. I did ask about the official proper Hanover Mater sandwich. A couple of folks have said, Jeff, it's got to be bologna. Ideally, fried bologna. I can go along with that. I love bologna and hot dogs. And well, you know, Jeff, it's made with pig noses, and I don't care. I want more noses in there then, because I think I like it. You know, Jeff, it's made with that. I know what it's made with. I grew up in Philadelphia eating scrapple. Do you know what scrapple's made of? Scrapple's made from all the stuff that's left after you make hot dogs and bologna. That's how bad that is. And they put some sawdust in there to just hold it all together. So I grew up eating that. So I'm cool with hot dogs and bologna. Anywho. So yeah, bologna, white bread, Duke's mayo, Hanover tomato slice. Yep, on board. Absolutely, totally on board. Now, I've got another one here. Let me tell you about this one, though. Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, Jeff, when you're talking about a Hanover Mater sandwich, what you want to do is add a quarter-inch slice, ooh, that's a nice thick slice, of German bologna. Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. I've lived here all my life, Jeff. That's the official sandwich. And last I heard about the illegally removed statues, I heard that Robert E. Lee was in a field at the Powhatan Correctional Facility laying out in a field. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I had heard that as well, but I don't honestly recall. I mean, I haven't been out there. I have not been to the facility.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Out in Powhatan, but we got plenty of folks out in Powhatan. Guys, take a ride by. I don't know if you can see it from the street, but take a ride by. If you can see it from the road, let me know if Robert E. Lee has been dumped in a field out there. Could happen. In fact, it probably has happened. You know, I was looking for some suggestions to pass along to Rich Herrera tomorrow morning, Richmond's Morning News. Rich's son, Riggs, is in town. And they've been enjoying, well, everything, which is cool. And I know he's looking for a couple of other suggestions, and I'm happy to give him a few. I'm still trying to push him. I don't know what his cooking situation is. You know, he's at a hotel, for God's sake. So I don't think he's got a stove or anything. But I can guarantee you he has the means to make a real, actual Central Virginia Hanover tomato sandwich. That's not difficult at all, right? I continue saying, got to be white bread. Got to be white bread. All right, let me give you, speaking of pasty, starchy items that are probably not good for you, Mr. Potato Head, Brian Steltler, is back, and he had something to say. I described this as the wit and wisdom of Mr. Potato Head, Brian Steltler, so I don't think it's going to last all that long. Cut number 3, Germ.
So, Brian, what's the bigger impact here? I mean, I want to put to you part of a statement from Jody Ginsburg, who's the head of the Committee to Protect Journalists. She said CBS caved to groundless threats here. She also said that this signals that the current administration, as well as any future administrations, can interfere with or influence editorial decisions. You had ABC News settle. You've now had CBS settle. Is there a larger concern about press freedom here?
There is, because the public needs and wants independent, impartial journalism. And for the most part, that's what Americans are getting. Despite all of Trump's threats, despite his lawsuits, and despite his other attempts to crack down on a free press, the news is getting out. And Americans, by and large, are still well informed about what's going on with this administration. But the reason why legal experts I spoke with today and press freedom advocates today have been using words like authoritarianism is because they're worried about the Democratic backsliding that this might represent. If a president can sue a media outlet and tie it up in knots legally in court, if a president can convince a media outlet to pay tens of millions of dollars in settlements in order to avoid a protracted dispute, that is a unsettling path forward for the American news media.
Is it? No. No, actually it isn't, Mr. Potato Head. And let me explain to you why it isn't. Because... and I say this with some degree of authority, since now your word is authoritarian, I can present myself as an authority on this. I have spent the better part of 34 years in this goofy world of talk radio. And for 34 years, I've had to interact with people who populate legacy news media operations. And unfortunately, here's the news that everybody needs to know, is that the vast majority of people who are inside of those legacy news media operations are people just like you. Obtuse, nasty, bottom-feeding, uber leftists. Otherwise, I'm sure they're nice people, but not you. I am thrilled that people have been shown the ugly pseudo-journalism that you and your ilk, Mr. Potato Head, have foisted on the American people. And you know who's responsible for this? Do you know who's responsible for this? You are. It wasn't Donald Trump who talked about the fake news for the first time. It was Donald Trump who exposed the fake news for the first time. Those of us in the industry knew about this forever. But since most of the industry is populated, again, by people like you, it's just the way it is. Well, we all agree, so how could we possibly be wrong? Okay. People like me who dare to offer an opinion. I mean, first of all, we were written off, a talk show host. They don't even want to talk to you. And if you want to think that our little corner of the world is different, I will say this, because nobody's there anymore. I had folks who wouldn't even talk to me. It's the truth. Turn and walk in the other direction. Turn their head as I was passing them in the hallway. Now it's very different. It's very different. I pay tribute every time I can to Charles Pyle, our news director. Great guy. Rock solid, real journalist, excellent anchorman, giving everyone exactly what you're supposed to get, which is the real news. That's why we're very, very fortunate to have him in general and very fortunate to have him here on my program. And that's where he belongs, by the way. Shouldn't be anywhere else. Happy to have him. And I am glad to see that people like Brian Steltler are melting down, because that means that the truth is being told. All right. Much more positive, I swear you. 5:35, we're going to talk about helping out our friends at the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, celebrating the 10th anniversary of the father figure. There are four all-star teams, and our mission is to collectively raise $100,000. Chris Beach, the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, joins us at 5:35 with the details. And yes, of course, I want you to support Team Cats. 5:17, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Tomorrow, some great stuff going on in the afternoon. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is going to be here. Congressman John McGuire is going to be here. Really excited about that. We've got my buddy Chris Beach joining us at 5:35. You know, I like to go out on a high note. I do. I like to end with everybody feeling good and positive and cheerful as much as is humanly possible. I mean, it's not like I'm ignoring things that go on in the world, but we have all teamed up for the Fatherhood Foundation this year. In past years, the whole father figure thing has been individual. You had a whole bunch of guys, each of whom was competing to be the father figure. This year, teams have been put together. I don't know how they were put together. I wasn't involved in that. Heck, I didn't even know that I was a team until Chris said, "Hey, congratulations, you're heading up Team Cats." And I thought, well, I thought I was pretty much the only cats in the neighborhood, but no, it's me. So anyway, Chris will be here at 5:35. We're going to be talking about how we help. And I've got a suggestion. You know, a lot of people talking about the bologna going along with a Hanover tomato slice, Little Duke's mayo, and two slices of bread. I've got, I love bologna. I do. I love bologna. And I love hot dogs, and I love all that stuff. You remember, I grew up poor, okay? So, I mean, not like, well, were you middle class? No, we were poor. That's what we were. So it was what it was. But, so I grew up with all of that sort of stuff. And I love liverwurst. Man, I love liverwurst. Again, liverwurst is delicious with a Hanover tomato, but it's also great just with some fresh onion on top. But are you familiar with Lebanon bologna? Lebanon bologna is from Lebanon County, Pennsylvania. All right, it's a special sort of a thing. It's kind of an Amish thing. It is actually much closer to salami than it is bologna, but for whatever reason, it's called Lebanon bologna, and it is sweet, which might sound really, really weird, but it's delicious. And again, absolutely perfect in a sandwich with a beautiful Hanover tomato. So these are some of the suggestions, because I'm going to be joining Rich Herrera tomorrow morning on Richmond's Morning News, 7:35. So that'll be good. Looking forward to that. I know he wants some suggestions on places to go, things to see while his son is in town. But I also have a few food suggestions, because I'm thinking they'll both be plum tuckered out by the time they get to lunchtime. So we'll do that tomorrow morning at 7:35. I'll be joining Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. There you go. It is Monday. We're holding. Oh, man, we actually ticked up. It's 93 degrees and 87% humidity, which means it's hot and humid and sticky and all the better for you to think some very happy, positive thoughts. And I remind you about the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, an absolutely amazing organization. My dear friend, my brother over there, Chris Beach, is the executive director, and we are getting ready to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the father figure. We have four separate teams. Beach put this all together. It's like an NCAA basketball kind of a thing, and we're trying to raise $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation. Brother Beach, thank you for being here, sir.
As always, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Pleasure to have you here. Great to hear your voice. So, explain to everybody, what the heck are we doing and how are we doing it?
Well, the thing is, coming off our year where we were chosen as the best charity event in Richmond, we wanted to do something big for our 10th year anniversary. So instead of us going out and getting 10, 12 new dads, I said, why don't we come up with a goal for 10 years to make $100,000, and why not ask the guys who have done it before to come back and do it again? So we have set up four different teams. It's called the Funding Father Final Four, and we're doing it at the Robin Center where the Spiders play. So we're doing it on NCAA court. We have an amazing band. We're going to make it a huge celebration, a huge party. We have a decade of the volunteer of the decade. We have the corporate partner of the decade. So we just have so many people were honoring. But the whole goal is to get these 32 dads to come together with one goal of getting $100,000 for our programs across the state. But being that we're dads, we know there's always competition in there, and there's always one team that wants to beat the other teams, and that's who will hoist up the funding father of the decade trophy. So that's kind of the idea of it.
Wow. All right. So this is very, very exciting. And I was, I got to tell you, Chris, I was blown away at the caliber of the dads. I looked down the list, and except like on Team Cats, with the exception of the dude at the top of the list, you got some heavy hitters there.
We do. And then Jamal, of course, you know, he's a heavy hitter some ways, but you know, of course, not Jamal. Yeah, what do you got to do with that one?
Yeah.
But no, these are just great dads, and the fact that they're coming back again, and the fact that, you know, you're the captain of the team because you are the second highest fundraiser, so I know that gives you extra wanting to get that top trophy back and beat those other teams. But
exactly.
And you've even said it to me. You said the bottom line is we're here together to raise that $100,000 because you've seen firsthand from the jail program that you teach the effect it has on these men and the effect that Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is having across the state.
If I can say this in front of everybody, Chris, I was happy to participate in the Funding Father number of years ago. I was impressed with what the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia has done, but becoming a somewhat more active, leading that class at Pamunkey Regional Jail, I am, number one, I think I'm a better man, a better father myself, a better person because of the experience, but it just really does drive it home to me how vital it is that we have the funding in place, we have the money. I mean, it's great that we do these nice things, these important things, but as you know, and I try to share with people, Inside Out Dad, it's a great program, but the books are not free. There are expenses involved, so it's important that we have the solid footing on this. So I'm continually amazed by what you do. How many diapers now with the dads do diapers too?
Yeah, dads change diapers too. We actually have the van, and just during Fatherhood Week, we gave away 30,000 diapers to dads across the state. And that put us, just in the last event that we did, it put us over 100,000 diapers we've given away to dads across the entire state of Virginia since we started that program. So it's just, you know, I refuse to believe when you go into these communities and they said there are no dads in these communities, the dads don't come out, but then you offer a pack of diapers in these communities where they say there are no fathers, and all of a sudden these fathers come out of the woodwork and they're getting diapers for their children. So I refuse to believe that their dads don't want to be present. Like I've always said, you know, I've not met a lot of deadbeat dads. I've met a lot of dead broke dads who are broken in their souls, broken in their spirits, broken in their relationships, but they're just broken in their knowledge. They don't have the knowledge how to become better dads. And because of people like you, the volunteers, our other instructors, they are getting the skills they need to be present in the lives of their children and to work with mom on a level that can be best for their families.
Chris, you've said it. You've said it a million times, and you're spot on. You've never met a dad who has said, yeah, I really want to be a terrible dad, right? They just don't exist. But so many of these guys legitimately have no tools. They don't have a background. They might have grown up in a situation where they didn't know their dad, and they need somebody who's coming along beside them to say, hey, let me just give you a hand here, bud.
Yeah, and you've seen it in the Inside Out Dad class. I've seen the 24/7 dad class when we were at the governor's mansion for the Fatherhood Celebration breakfast. To see those dads who are graduating the class, they're in rehab, and right there, they're in active rehab. But to see them come and to get the presentation from the governor, they called me the next day and they said, Chris, we don't deserve this. I'm like, why don't you deserve this? They don't think they have the worth for that. But we're giving them that ability to know that they are worth it and that they can be great fathers. And that's why this event, our biggest event, is so imperative because it helps. It is our biggest fundraiser to do their programs like New Dad 101, which we're about to add more classes to because we are already filled through August. And we're going to need more volunteers for that, for our 24/7 dad, for our Inside Out Dad, for the diaper drives, for Father Christmas, which is coming up towards the end of the year. this is our biggest fundraiser, and it's because of people like you who are stepping up again to make a difference that we're going to reach that $100,000 goal.
All right, Chris Beach is joining us, the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Chris, how do people help? I'm assuming that they're able to purchase tickets for the big event. If so, give everybody some information. How do they do it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a one-stop shop. You go to fatherfigureva.org. That's fatherfigureva.org. It has a video from last year's event. It has all the information you need. It has buttons that say support Team Cat, support Team Smith, support Team Kennedy, support Team Garner. And it says sponsorships, tickets. There's everything's right there for you. One-stop shop. You click on it, it takes you right to where you are. So we are looking for sponsors. We are looking for people to buy tickets. We are looking for people that maybe you can't make the event because you're out of town for vacation on August 16th. Yeah. Make a donation. Every single donation helps. And like we've talked about with Jamal, our buddy Jamal, he literally posts just about every day on Facebook, and he got so many $25, $20 donations from people that added up to over $10,000. It doesn't take much. Every little bit helps. That $20 buys us two books for the Inside Out Dad class. That $50 buys us a pack of diapers to put on the van. Every single bit helps.
Now, you are mentioning some of the opportunities, and when we talk about, just as an example, let me just spitball here, Team Cats. You got this year the basketball-style jerseys, and I'm looking at it. I'm thinking, Chris, you may not have looked at some of the funding fathers. I really think long-sleeve options would have been the way to go. I'm not sure that anybody wants to see these guns out, but you could actually put your company logo on the jersey, right?
Exactly. Like, well, you know, being for the Second Amendment, I'm all about guns out. So, you know, we're going to have these jerseys, and we have four sponsorships available. And what that is, on each team will have their logo put on the jersey just like they do in the NBA. And on one side, it will say Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. The other side, it will be that logo. And the great thing about it is it comes with a table. We're going to frame one of those jerseys so they can put it up in their business. So it's a great way to get involved, get a jersey, have fun, and give back to the community at a fun event and doing it the way we do it, over the top, just like we do every other Father Figure event.
Yeah. All right, well, I love it. So fatherfigureva.org, fatherfigureva.org. You go there, it's real easy. You'll see Team Cats. We're right in the middle. You click on the button, says click to donate. People can make their donation there. Is that where they would buy tickets as well, or is that a different sort of a thing?
No, everything's right there. It's a one-stop shop, fatherfigureva.org. Go to that place, and you'll see tickets, sponsorships, Team Cats, everything you need to be a part of the Father Figure. And we're also a finalist again this year for the best charity event. So voting will start up for that soon. So we'll be voting for you for best afternoon radio show. We'll be voting for us for best charity event in Richmond.
I love it. Boy, you want to talk about a great team. Chris, number one, I always appreciate you being here. I want to get you back. I know you're busy, but you got to mark us on your calendar like once a week for the next couple of weeks leading right up to the Father Figure. Let's get as many folks involved. It's $100,000 we're looking to raise between amongst the four teams. And while I'm having fun joking about some of it, let's face it, it's vital work that's done. Every single one of those dads who's part of this campaign, these are great men. These really are, I mean, they're not Chris Beach quality, but these are all great men in Central Virginia, my friends.
Well, I beg to differ about that. They're definitely higher quality than this guy right here. So they are the best of the best.
You're a good man. Listen, I appreciate you being here. We'll talk again soon. That is my dear friend. That is Chris Beach. He's the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And I have to say this. I know we're over, Jerm, just by a couple of seconds. I'm not doing like John Reed over. I'm just, you know, over a second or two. But we got great guys involved in this. Rock solid guys. I'm so blessed to have the people on my team that I have on my team. And you know what? Any of the guys on any of the other teams, they would have been a great fit as well. We got great, great guys. Mark Bowen has already done a major fundraiser for Team Cats, did it last week. And we all joke about my brother Jamal. Jamal is amazing. And I am part of the Fatherhood Foundation of
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Virginia, 110% as a result of Jamal. No, Jamal didn't ask me if I wanted to be involved. He voluntold me, but it's worked out pretty well. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. I just got an email here from one of the members of Team Katz. Looks like he just locked in a big sponsor for Team Katz. Excellent. Excellent. And I can't give you any look, so much of what I'm doing these days is just absolutely positively under wraps. But once we lock in this particular supporter of Team Katz for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, then I will announce it right here on this little radio program. Why? Why not? I got the opportunity. You know what I mean? It's good stuff. Can anybody explain to me what the hell has happened to Tucker Carlson? Like, I was upset when he got the boot from Fox. And I like the fact that he, you know, just set up his own shop, went into business for himself. He's making boatloads of money. And it's all great. I mean, that's fine. But he just did an interview with the president of Iran. And all I could think of was, dude, you two guys need to get a room. And then, well, actually, if you got a room with the president of Iran, then they're going to throw you off the roof at the when you leave that room. So that's not going to work out well for you. But honestly, softball questions for the president of Iran. I understand sometimes you have guests that you like, or maybe somebody in the political arena where maybe you're supporting them. You go, look, I'm not here to rip you apart. I'm just, but the president of Iran, who does that? So that's what I'm curious. Maybe you know more about Tucker Carlson these days. I don't get it. I don't get it. I have it posted at The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. If you want to go take a look at it, seriously, go onto Facebook. Go to The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, and you can watch it, and then let me know what you think. Somebody posted, where is it here? He said, oh, well, that's called journalism. And then somebody else said, they can't stand it. Who's the they that can't stand it? I don't, would you have done a softball interview with, I hate to go down this route, but I'll go down it anyway, with Hitler? Well, you know, those uniforms. That, no, of course not. But you're doing one with the president of Iran. There's something goofy going on over there. And Jamal Bowman, remember him? He was a congressman for a couple of years. I think he was in the George Santos class of congressmen. I mean, he wasn't accused of crimes like George Santos, but I think they came in at the same time. I think so. But he claimed on, where was he, CNN? Yeah, he was on CNN. He said that obesity, heart disease, and diabetes that affects black people is a result of racism. Oh, and sexism. Women who are overweight or suffering from heart disease or who have obesity are also the victim. They're a victim of sexism. Oh, wait a minute. If you're gay, man, could you imagine being a black gay woman? Because according to him, if in fact you were overweight or had heart disease or had diabetes, it was all a result of bad attitudes towards you.
Good grief.
I know. I don't know what to tell you. Well, no, yeah, I do know what to tell you. I do it all the time. Tomorrow morning at 7:35, I'll be hanging out with Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. You can drop by for that, or I would suggest getting there at 6, right when the program begins. It's always good fun. Tomorrow afternoon, we have Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and Congressman John McGuire joining us. I am looking forward to that. I'm going to get a few details up on the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, our big father figure event. I'd love to have you as part of Team Cats. We just added the Pie Safe Baking Company. Laura Sylvester is going to be selling certain items and donating to Team Cats leading up to the event. That's great. And somebody sent me a note. Is Emily Morrissey going to be doing a special Team Cats bracelet? I hadn't asked, but you know what? I'll ask. I don't know. Maybe we can do that too. I don't want to put too much on Emily. She's like the princess of bracelets and very, very busy. But, you know, if she's got a couple of extra minutes, maybe she could do that too. We'll see. The more the merrier. Listen, I want you to have a great night. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.